Are you prepared to hear my motion, Judge?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. So,
may I approach?
Have you given that to counsel?
Yes, I did.
So this is Poe D's?
Yes, Judge. Between the 11 and 12 o'clock hour approximately, Mr. Parrish and I did the examination of witness Poe D. Uh-huh. During my cross-examination, I proceeded in my normal fashion with my pre-prepared questions with some additions. In the redirect, Mr. Parrish, and please excuse me if I don't get the quote exactly right because we're all doing an awful lot, indicated something to the term of defense counsel got you to say a lot of things you've never said before, and then proceeded to specifically reference me personally on, my best guess is 6 to 8 different occasions, referencing the questions I asked. Pursuant to the case I just handed both the state and you, which is People versus Watson, I believe that that's improper and grounds for a mistrial. I think it suggests I was intentionally attempting to mislead the jury. I think it was entirely inappropriate to say those things in front of the jury. And additionally, U.S. v. Holmes, which is found at 413 F3rd 770 out of the 8th Circuit, has also very clearly stated that you can't articulate essentially a red herring from the defense. And I think that essentially that's what Mr. Parrish did. I think he intimated that I was somehow trying to pull a fast one. And quite frankly, it's utterly improper and it's grounds for mistrial. You will find I dog-eared for both the state and the court the argument. It's on 424. It starts on paragraph 34.